Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Bill Owens, start talking to me, if you will, about whether or not we're ever going to have tax reform in this country.
Well, I would be very surprised. And the best example I can give you is that the two chairmen of the House and the Senate Ways and Means Committees went out and did sort of a little visit to people. And they went to Philadelphia. They spoke to a small businesswoman who they asked, would she like to have lower tax rates? And her answer was yes. And then they asked her, and what tax deductions would you be willing to give up to get those lower rates? And essentially she said none.
Yeah, but I think that I can understand her. But what about the corporate side?
Well, I think that that applies to everybody. That's just an example.
Yeah, yeah.
It tells you where people's heads are at. My reaction when people talk to me about taxes is to say, okay, at what rate does a particular deduction have benefit to me? Because at some point, the rate becomes low enough that the deductions may largely become irrelevant, at least for making economic decisions.
Mm-hmm.
People have to be able to do that analysis.
So if you say to people, you have a mortgage, you could get rid of your mortgage, but if you did, your accountant tells you, you get rid of that mortgage and you're going to pay a lot more in taxes. So people don't want to get rid of the one deduction that they have. And yet every time we hear this kind of a debate, somebody says, maybe people will have to give up their mortgage deduction, their interest rate mortgage deduction. And I don't see anybody having courage enough to do that, do you?
No, I don't. To be quite honest, I think that would be a very, very difficult call for people. But again, the conversations that I have when folks come in to talk to me about it is, okay, at what point does the rate become low enough for the average homeowner that the deduction becomes irrelevant?
Mm. Mm.
And in addition to that, you can do a lot of different things in this process. There's lots of ways to make the code simpler and preserve some of these deductions.
Yeah, but I mean, we Americans are looking at tax breaks people get because they move their stuff offshore. We hear stories about a major corporation in this area who a year ago paid not a penny, in taxes, one of the biggest corporations in America, if not the biggest. You know, that is very bothersome to people who think that I don't mind paying, but I don't want the big boys getting away with everything.
Well, it clearly is a huge problem. And I believe that everybody should pay a reasonable, and I hate to use the word fair, but a reasonable amount of tax, because those corporations are using, the Patent and Trademark Office. They're using the roads. They're using the defensive that we provide in the military. So they should be paying something towards the running of the government. Most of those big corporations, the GEs of the world, are willing, in exchange for a lower rate, to eliminate a lot of deductions. At least that's what they've expressed in conversations that I've had with them.
Well, how can you have less of a rate than zero?
Well, I think what they're saying is that if you make the code simpler, and in their view, therefore, fairer, they're willing to pay, in effect, they're willing to increase their taxes, because they also understand that if they continue that process, at some point, some form of a minimum tax will go into effect that will eliminate zero taxation. I think they understand there will be a backlash at some point. They don't want to be impacted by a backlash. They want to be part of a process that functions rationally as it gets to tax reform.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, that is very interesting. So, again, I'll ask you the question I always ask you as we discuss these things. Any hope?
I see it as very limited. I think that, it's not going to get done this year. It's hard for me to believe in 2014 it will get done before the next election. So probably the best hope is 2015.
How's cross-border business going, Bill Owens, with Canada, our neighbor? Certainly you have a huge line between us and Canada. Is it your sense that there's more we should be doing to make it happen, or are you, you know, pretty happy about the way it's going?
My experience has been that I see the relationship, if you will, at 40,000 feet, continuing to grow. There are clearly some issues, but I think by continuing to work at the Beyond the Border Agreement, by continuing to work on the Regulatory Cooperation Council, doing those things that facilitate trade, I think we're doing better.
What's the Beyond the Border Limit?
The Beyond the Border Agreement is basically an agreement between the United States and Canada that is trying to focus on how you facilitate, speed up trade. Give you a specific example. Goods come into the Port of Montreal. Those goods would be inspected by Canadian inspectors and by U.S. inspectors at the port. To the extent that they were coming into the United States, those containers would be sealed, and they would come right through the border without stopping and being reinspected again at the U.S.-Canadian border. Saves time, saves money. We're looking at getting a single window so that when you are importing goods, you can put all your data into a single window. Every agency that needs to approve your transaction would have access to that window.
On both sides.
On both sides would have access to the window, and this should speed up the transactions. Again, speeds up approvals. If it's coupled with an inspect once and import twice concept that I just described, you're going to see some real improvement in trade between the United States and Canada. We have the electric line that's going into Lake Champlain that's bringing power to New York City. We have many companies that are in this whole northern section of New York, down in the Glens Falls area, have Irving Tissue as one just one example. There are many others. We need to be better at enticing our Canadian neighbors to expand further into the United States. And that's a program I continue to work on, as I have for the last 30 years.
Tell me a little bit about the electric line you just mentioned. Bring us up to date.
That's a line that comes out of the Hydro-Québec. And as you know, Hydro-Québec is a Quebec-owned utility that produces the vast majority of its power from hydroelectricity. Therefore, it's renewable. It's relatively clean. And they are going to put a line, what's called a DC transmission line, into Lake Champlain and run it down so that it is bringing electricity to the southern portion of the state.
What do you mean into Lake Champlain? That's
scary. They're going to drop a line, you know, much like the international telephone lines were laid in the ocean 75 years ago.
Right.
They're going to do essentially the same thing in Lake Champlain.
Remind me not to swim there.
I think it'll be reasonably well protected.
I got you. This is what we used to call at Camp Bronx House, heavy FLWs. Famous last words. I think it'll be reasonably well protected. Are our veterans doing a little bit better? We only have a minute and a half, but I know for a while people really thought they were not being treated correctly.
You know, that is literally a up and down issue. Some days I hear reports that things are going well. Other days, much less so. And it's just something we have to keep working on. We have to keep paying attention to. And we have to listen to the veterans. We have to listen to them. I was with a group of veterans last week, at the end of the week, listening to what they had to say about what they were facing, whether it was with, you know, local government, whether it was with the VA, whether it was with the federal government in other arenas, for instance, moving records from one location to another. So we stay very much in touch with them. We want to listen to what they have to say and then try and work on solutions with them.
Well, Bill Owens, it's wonderful to have you with us. You are always so forthcoming, and you always tell us what you're thinking. And good luck to you, and we will be talking to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Alan. Take care. Have a great week.